Shari Olufsen is the author of Financial Fresh Start, your five-step plan for adapting and prospering in the new economy, and also author of Foreclosure Nation, Mortgaging the American Dream. Welcome back, Shari. When people are looking at where they're at right now, and they look at things like Cyprus, and for the most part, I never used to pay attention to anything. But now this job and having the Business Channel right next to us, I talk to these men and women nonstop. And we should all be paying attention to Cyprus. When they decide that they're going to give you your money in the bank where you thought it was safe at a pace in which they choose to and might not be giving it all back, I wonder if that ever is going to happen here with a country $17 trillion in debt.
Right. Well, it's scary. And fortunately, our banking system is more stabilized than it was before. Fortunately, I mean, I don't need to tell you, the U.S. dollar is the global currency. So, you know, we're in a really good position right now. It doesn't always have to be like that. And, you know, we need to remember the big perspective, that 50,000-foot perspective, and know that at one point the U.S. dollar was not the global currency. In the future, it might not be again. And that's one of the reasons we really need to focus on taking steps to balance our budget now so that we don't get into, a Cyprus-type situation. In the book now, we do talk about signs, ways you can know if your own bank is in trouble, and of course, we have FDIC insurance, but how you can know and things you can do. I think for now, we're over that hump, and that's not like a likely scenario here, but Brian, you know, with sequester, who knows how some of these cuts are gonna come out in daily lives, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see, you know, some people in the streets unhappy with some of those impacts.
Right, and I just would, real quick, can you give us an idea of some of the markets, at the very least, the states in which we might make a good investment if we bought?
Yeah, well, of course, you can look. Number one, of course, now is foreclosures and short sales, because we're at a really interesting opportunity and crossroads in real estate, because prices are up enough that most of us are pretty comfortable that our homes are not going to lose significant value right now. And yet we've got this new influx of foreclosures now that they're moving forward again, and a big influx of short sales because of all these legal settlements. The banks have to give a certain amount of short sales by 2015. And so there's this really great opportunity to basically buy items at homes at wholesale when we know that the prices are going to stay pretty stable. So you just look at the states where the top foreclosures are, and of course Florida, where everyone wants to have a second home anyway, has been top for new foreclosures for 6 months in a row. We've also got some top states, Michigan, Illinois, Florida, for short sales, where, you know, almost a third of all short sales in the country are happening in those three states. And short sales are up by almost 30% from last year. So real opportunities. Realty Track is a great resource for that. RealtyTrack.com to see where the top states are for those.
And also, when I see more of these states, from Indiana to Texas and Florida, say, I think, Louisiana now, I think I'm going to get rid of that state tax. That encourages a lot of people to say, I think I'll go there.
Right, right. Well, you know, unfortunately, and the tax issues are really interesting right now because of the states and the federal government having to generate more revenue. We've actually got some states, though, looking at eliminating the deductibility of your real estate taxes for your home. So, you know, where we can normally deduct those from our taxes, the states are looking at not enabling those to be deducted. You know, not to mention the mortgage interest deduction is on the table in Kansas and other states, and also at the federal government level. So who knows how those might impact the face of homeownership?
Wow. Shari, thanks so much.